Schools are often on the forefront in spotting mental health issues in children. But historically, educators have received little training in this area. In Iowa, lawmakers have set aside $2 million to expand mental health training in schools. But as Side Effects Public Media's Natalie Krebs reports, when nearly a quarter of kids are estimated to have experienced a psychiatric disorder, some people want the state to do more.
Storm Lake is a small town surrounded by cornfields on the western side of Iowa. Just before the start of the school year, several dozen teachers fill the round tables at the high school's library.
Assess for risk of suicide or harm. Assess for risk of suicide or harm.
They're learning this catchy phrase as part of a program called Youth Mental Health First Aid. That's an 8-hour crash course focused on how to identify symptoms of mental illness, where to get help, and even what to say to a student in crisis. Like in this activity where the trainer lists common responses on a whiteboard.
Calm down.
Calm down. Helpful or not helpful?
Not helpful.
History of the world, has anyone calmed down after being told to calm down?
Thanks to state funding, Youth Mental Health First Aid is being offered in Storm Lake and many other Iowa schools for the first time. Jeff Hersberg is a regional school administrator. He says lots of schools in his area want the training.
We have 15 schools who have requested training already that we've got on the calendar up through March. And, you know, gets adding to that calendar every day, almost, it seems.
Storm Lake Superintendent Stacy Cole says she signed up right away.
We have a lot of teachers that tell us that they see more and more students come through our front doors with more and more mental health needs.
Cole says about 30 or 40 staff members are taking the class. One of them is fourth grade teacher Kathy McCabe.
I've actually had three students tell me that they thought about committing suicide.
McCabe, who has taught for four decades, says students today face more social and academic pressures. The training course is helping her rethink old habits.
One thing that really stuck out with me was not to give advice. I'm a mother of four. I'm a grandmother. I've taught for several years, and it's just kind of my motherly instinct.
Storm Lake also has a high immigrant population. Abby Green teaches them English and says their background adds challenges.
We have students who are both immigrants and refugees and have experienced trauma in leaving family and traveling through some extreme conditions.
Jennifer Yuli Wells is a former teacher who founded Please Pass the Love, a nonprofit based in Des Moines that helps schools find mental health support. She says the course is helpful because most teachers don't get any mental health training.
Like if negative was an answer, like not just 0%, but like negative 50%.
Still, Yuli Wells says these one-and-done trainings are often based on getting kids outside help, which is limited, especially in rural areas. According to a survey of nearly 400 Iowa public and private schools last year, less than half list mental health resources on their websites. And just 20% have a mental health action plan. Here's Yuli Wells again.
We also need to be coming up with more complex legislation, a greater, more comprehensive system of care, so that young people and their families have access to resources, schools are better equipped to work with these young people.
Youth Mental Health First Aid isn't the only training available for schools. The legislature has also required schools to provide 1 hour of suicide prevention training annually. For Side Effects Public Media, I'm Natalie Krebs.